From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Patrick S. Poole will appear with the Columbus Library on May 30th and June 6th to discuss his book, Black Patriots, Recovering a Lost History of the American Revolution. Black soldiers who fought in the Revolutionary War played an important part in winning American independence while simultaneously struggling to achieve their own freedom. Welcome to Craft, Patrick S. Poole.
Thank you.
So, how did you get started on your book about black soldiers in the Revolutionary War? What was the beginning?
Well, it was never a book I had planned to tackle, but I was doing a separate project trying to identify the soldiers that had fought at the Battle of Bunker Hill. And in the course of that, I began encountering these black soldiers, and not just one or two, but literally dozens of black soldiers who participated in the battle on the Patriots' side of Salem Poor, Peter Salem, James R. Kuehl, literally dozens of others. And that was a bit of a surprise to me. You know, yeah. I consider myself fairly well read on the American Revolution, but I really hadn't known so early in the Revolution that their participation was so prominent. And then I discover Prince Esterbrook, who was a slave who had been part of Captain John Parker's Lexington militia, and he had actually been wounded at Lexington Green, and literally the very first shots of the war. And I thought that was kind of important. And he ended up serving various terms of service literally until the end of the war in 1783. So at that point, I began to pull on that thread and start going down all the rabbit holes, and come to find out that there were literally thousands of black patriots who were involved in all various capacities, but primarily operating in the militias and in the Continental Army itself. One of the important things I came across was that many of these black patriots had applied for pensions when Congress passed the first Pension Act in 1818. Again, this was decades after the Revolution. Right. And they were going into court and filing affidavits detailing their service in the Revolution. And so here we have accounts from themselves, firsthand accounts of their own participation in the Revolution, the battles they were involved in, the regiments they served in. And through the course of my research, I was able to document 750 different Black Patriot pensions. And it's such a rich resource. And I thought that those stories needed to be compiled and placed in the context of the Revolution itself. The working hypothesis was that anywhere I looked in the Revolution, I was probably going to find these Black Patriots. And that's, in fact, what happened. In virtually every major battle and skirmish, they were very prevalent, sometimes as many as 10% of troops.
Really?
After the Battle of Monmouth in 1778, following the hard winter at Valley Forge, we actually have a documentation of more than 700 black patriots who were part of the army operating under Washington in the north. And Alexander Scammell, who was one of his aides, compiled what he called the Return of Negroes about these 700 black patriots who were in the various brigades who had fought at the Battle of Monmouth.
It's always sort of a surprise to me when I've learned about this. I've heard some parts of this before, but it is always surprising when you would have people fighting for a country that treated them pretty badly. And you have to wonder, what was the motivation for them, given that I don't know how many of them were free. I don't know how many of them were slaves, but I have to assume that a fair number of them had at least been very well acquainted with the problems of the colony.
Yeah, and that's the great contradiction. And I think it's why their input and their voice, I think, is so valuable to understand in the context of the Revolution. The Ken Burns series, which played last November, I thought it was important to see those voices included, not just Black Patriots, but Native Americans and others who really don't get quite the attention and really don't have anybody telling their story. Those voices and the struggles they had and their interactions. By and large, the Black Patriots were in integrated units. They were getting the exact same pay as every other soldier. They were getting the exact same rations when they applied for pensions. If their pension was approved, they were getting the exact same rate. And somehow after the revolution, it seems that the wheels started to come off. But at the same time, there were states like Massachusetts, which probably 40% of the Black Patriots had hailed from, had ended slavery before the end of the revolution. And that kind of began a reassessment in many different states about the role. Even Virginia and North Carolina, who were stalwart slave states, they passed legislation following the war to make sure that any slave who had served as a substitute or had served a term of service, had enlisted themselves, would be freed, and commissioned the state attorney general to act as attorneys on their behalf. This gives us a much more complicated picture, I think, than some of the black and white. We see the struggles of slave owners who are sending their slaves out to fight for their freedom, but not necessarily giving consideration to the slaves' freedom.
Right.
So I think this opens up a whole new way of looking at the discussions and the debates and the complicated reality of what was happening in early American history.
You mentioned several of the names of the soldiers earlier, and I found that really interesting because I know about Crispus Attucks during the Boston Massacre and folks like that, but I couldn't name anybody else because I think it's largely hidden. Are there names or patriots, black soldiers from that era, that you think these people, as specific people, should be more well known as opposed to the way that they have been treated?
Absolutely. Agrippa Hall is, I think, one of my more favorite patriots. He enlisted in 1777, and he eventually, after the battles of Saratoga, he was the orderly for Colonel Thaddeus Kosciuszko, the chief of engineering for the Continental Army, the Polish volunteer. And they ended up developing this very deep friendship and partnership. And that took him literally through the whole course of the revolution. He not only served in the Northern campaigns, he was at Saratoga, he was at Monmouth, and then he participated in the Southern campaign. The other thing they did was they strengthened the defenses at West Point. And there's a statue of Kosciuszko, and I think there at least ought to be a plaque there at West Point honoring Agrippa Hall's service. Caesar Glover is another example. He was part of the famed Marblehead Regiment out of Massachusetts. They call it the Marine Infantry. Patrick O'Connell has a book called The Indispensables, because in two separate cases, the Marblehead Regiment saved the Continental Army and preserved the course of the American Revolution, first at Long Island, after Washington was trapped on Long Island and the British were going to finish the army the very next day. And it was the Marbleheaders that sailed the Continental Army across the Hudson River in the night and allowed the Continental Army to fight again. And then later that year, they were the same boatkeepers that got the Continental Army across the Delaware River for the critical Patriot victory at Trenton.
Well, it's terrific that you're reclaiming those folks and giving them some of the opportunity to be in the spotlight and everything. What will happen at the events on May 30th and June 6th? We'd be reading from it, we're just discussing it. What will happen then?
I'll be talking about some of what we talked about here, of the motivations for writing the book, some of the highlights, talking about some of the heroes, and there are a fair number of them, and then talking about what happened afterwards, because there was varied reaction. Okay. You know, it's hard to categorize one specific result for literally thousands of people. So talking about that, and then we'll have copies of the book available for purchase, and I'll be signing books afterwards.
All right. Well, Patrick S. Poole, thank you very much for talking to me today about your book, Black Patriots, Recovering a Lost History of the American Revolution.
Thank you.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. Till next time, be creative.